At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
To beat Migs. I know Thomas from Whidbey Island is. Thomas, are you there?
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. It's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Thomas has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What Christmas character's eyes were made of coal?
Frosty.
Yes. What was the first sport played on the moon?
Golf.
Yes. In what ocean would you find the Cook Islands?
Pacific.
Yes, sir. What decade did the Guinness Book of World Records make its debut?
20s?
No.
30s?
No.
40s?
No. Dry ice is the frozen form of what gas?
Carbon dioxide.
Correct. Who played the lead role in The Mask?
Jim Carrey.
That's right. Who was the first U.S. president to appear on a coin?
Washington?
No.
Lincoln.
Correct. What is the 2-letter postal abbreviation for Delaware?
D-E.
Yes. How many Seahawks have been on the cover of Madden?
2.
Yes. What classic rock band released the album Goat's Head Soup? That is the last question. Do you have a guess?
Led Zeppelin.
No. Nope.
Black Sabbath.
No.
The Who?
No, man, you were right in there. You were very close. You know what? You scored 8, so I would be very proud of that.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Danny might even be rooting for Thomas.
No, let's not get crazy, Taryn. I'm just saying, I feel like no caller has gotten that many in a while.
Danny might be jumping ship and rooting for the Rockaholic,
no,
Steve.
He's just analyzing the game. He didn't show any bias. He's just spitting facts.
Yeah, I'm the analyst of Beat Migs.
Yeah.
Today.
Well, Steve, are you feeling ready?
Showtime.
What Christmas character's eyes were made of coal?
Frosty.
Correct. What was the first sport played on the moon?
The first sport would be golf.
Correct. In what ocean would you find the Cook Islands?
What ocean? The Pacific.
Yes. What decade did the Guinness Book of World Records make its debut?
40s.
No.
30s.
No.
20s.
No.
Damn.
Dry ice is the frozen form of what gas?
Methane.
No.
Carbon dioxide.
Yes. Who played the lead role in The Mask?
Eric Stoltz.
No.
Oh, Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Different mask.
Who was the first U.S. president to appear on a coin?
Washington.
No.
Lincoln.
Yes. What is the 2-letter postal abbreviation for Delaware?
D-E?
Yes. How many Seahawks have been on the cover of Madden?
1.
No.
2?
Yes. What classic rock band released the album Goat's Head Soup?
Blue Oyster Cult?
No.
Frank Zappa?
No.
Grateful Dead?
No. Steve, with that, you scored 8, and that is a really good score. but it's a tie. 8-8. Well done, Thomas.
Thank you. Thank you. I couldn't beat him, but hey, I'll take a tie.
Next time. Very good. Okay, I think you guys, the two that you got wrong were the same two that Thomas got wrong.
Oh, really?
The Guinness Book of World Records debuted in 1950.
Okay.
And the classic rock band that released Goat's Head Soup, the Rolling Stones.
They named an album Goat's Head Soup?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. I don't think I know any of these. I'm not.
You don't know Angie.
Not that I know of. No, I don't think I do.
Those are some bangers, really.
in whose eyes? Now, I'm sure they're great. I've never been like a massive Rolling Stones fan.
Have you seen them in concert?
I saw a couple songs. Yeah. I went just so I could say I saw the Rolling Stones at Lumen Field. I think Dave Matthews opened, and it was fine. Like, I get why people like them. I'm just not that person.
No, well, at least you got to say you saw the Rolling Stones.
Yes.
And you tied it, beat Migs.
What a terrible name for that record.
The Daily Migs Show.
It is the end of an era. Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath are playing their final show this Saturday over in England. So pretty much every rock band has been invited to participate.
Except the Rolling Stones.
So we ended up coming up with some of the absolute strangest covers of the music of Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath. You're going to hear some of these after Nirvana. Bands are preparing for Ozzy's farewell concert, and Guns N' Roses was reportedly rehearsing some Black Sabbath back in Norway. They were sound checking Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. They're set to perform during the Back to the Beginning show.
I knew that Duff was going to be there. I heard that Slash. I didn't realize Guns N' Roses are going to be there as well. So how do we watch this again?
There's a live stream, a global live stream.
I kind of feel like I need to watch this.
It's going
to
be really rad.
I'm getting more and more fired up about this. I'm getting a little bit more jealous that Ryan Castle is there right now.
Yeah, we need to get some updates throughout the weekend because it's going to be so insane.
We already did get an update. He texted our production director, Jason, a picture of a Guinness. So he's already pre-funking.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Yes.
So yeah, a lot of these bands are going to be performing these Black Sabbath classic songs that they grew up on, Aussie classics. It's kind of exciting to know about.
And some of these bands are bands that have already covered the music of Black Sabbath, and I found some of them. Some of these artists are actually going to be there. Like, for instance, this first one, I found a bunch of different random covers of bands doing either Ozzy or Black Sabbath songs, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I want to see if you can figure out what band this one is, because I remember hearing this when I first got this record from this band. They put it on their album, and I was like, "Who? What? Wow, this is not what I was expecting from this band." Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. It almost gives like a vibe of like Alice in Chains covering it, but it's not Alice in Chains.
It sounds like Alice in Chains with a different vocalist than they've ever had.
And the vocalist is not known for singing at this kind of register. I believe it's off of their record Far Beyond Driven.
Oh, Pantera?
Yes.
What?
Planet Caravan.
Oh my gosh.
I remember getting that record and seeing that they're covering Sabbath, and I'm like, ooh, they're going to do like a metal version. And no, they kind of kept it trippy and like a chill vibe.
That
to
was
it.
Cool.
I like how Taryn looked at me like,
who is you this?
Help me, Danny.
I have no idea.
Danny's like, it's Fall Out Boy. It's definitely Fall Out Boy. It sounds like Pete Wentz. All right, this one, actually, to give you a hint, a member of this band's performance of this song led to them getting a job working with Ozzy and performing with him as a part of his band.
Oh, okay.
In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred.
Is this one of your favorite bands?
Yes.
Is this Faith No More?
It is.
Yeah.
I love this cover. I love the drumming on this, and so did Ozzy. Ozzy saw them perform it. Saw Mike Borden play the drums on this song and said, you know what? I need him in my band. And he actually ended up being one of Ozzy's drummers for a brief period, actually an extended period of time.
That is awesome.
Now, not all of them have been by metal bands. We've also had some weird covers. This one might be the weirdest. I don't know if you're going to be able to figure it out because it's done by a band that was kind of a one-hit wonder back in like the late 90s, early 2000s. Is that your sound?
Iron.
And And they've actually covered a few Sarah songs.
Is this Sixpence None the Richer?
No, but it's kind of around that time.
Oh, no. Oh, the Cardigans. Is it the Cardigans?
Yes.
Oh.
Was it the Love Me song?
Yes.
Isn't that weird?
That is so weird.
All right, one more for you. Are you
okay,
ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
This one might take the cake as the weirdest cover. And this one is of an Aussie classic, not Black Sabbath. Are you ready?
Let's go.
It's Danny's favorite Aussie song. We learned earlier. It's not Pantera. Or Fall Out Boy.
Is it a marching band?
No, it's kind of a loungy singer guy.
Crazy. Is it like Brian Setzer or something?
Michael Bublé. No, I mean, you're going down the right road, but think older. Millions of people. He actually did a whole album of metal covers. Frank Sinatra. I mean, a little younger than Frank, but in that world.
It's not I have no idea.
His name rhymes with Schmack Schmoom.
What? And forget how to be. With what?
Schmack Schmoom.
Matt? No. What is it?
Pat Boone.
Pat Boone. Oh, my God.
I don't even know who that is. The rails on a crazy train.
The Daily Migs Show. Do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? We promise it won't be any of those weird covers.
It won't be Schmap Schmoom?
No. But if so, you could win tickets to see Volbeat with Hailstorm on July 21st at White River Amphitheater. Call 206-803-ROCK right now, and we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have been playing for tickets to see Volbeat with Hailstorm. And that show is going down at White River Amphitheater on July 21st. Say hi to Ken from Shoreline, who is our contestant this morning. What is up, Ken? Ken Dog.
Ken!
Good talk, man.
Ken!
Hope you...
Ken
there? Ken
should be there.
Ken. 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 It's awkward if I'm the only one chanting it.
Ken! Ken!
No, I'm not going to do it. No, I don't want to chant it.
I guess we got to hang up on Ken, and maybe we just play for caller 9.
Oh!
What do you think? I'll try one, you try one, and if we both get them right, caller 9?
All right.
Hold on 1 second, let's see.
What's wrong, Dan?
Nothing.
What's wrong, Dan?
My computer's weird.
Is everything falling apart right now?
Everything's falling apart.
You know, our boss just came in and said we could leave after this break. Because I think him, like everybody, is shocked that we're even working today.
Nobody is here. It is a ghost town. The garage is empty.
I was going to say, the garage, is just there's not a car other than ours down there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anyone else came to work except for us.
I know.
Yeah.
Can we do this, Danny?
Let's do it for caller 9.
Or we got a caller right now.
Let's see. Hold on.
I say just raw dog it. Just pick it up. Okay. Do it.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ken.
Ken, we almost gave the tickets to caller 9.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was waiting, and I got cut off since we went to the segment.
Oh, no.
That was Danny's fault.
Well, let's spin this wheel, and we'll see who you're playing with. Will it be me or Migs teamed up with Ken from Shoreline?
Who's it going to be? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be Migsy? Will it be Ken? We don't know just yet, but... Ken, it's you and me. Let's win these tickets for you.
All right, Migs.
All right, Ken, here is your clip.
No clue.
Okay. This is something that people like to do during the Halloween season where they grab a certain gourd type thing and throw it on the ground for the band.
Oh, Smashing Pumpkins.
Boom. Okay. Now, the song title, I guess if you go back 1 year from 1980, it would be...
1979.
Look, everyone else has called it a day and left work. My brain's still working.
You're killing it, Steve. With
great clues.
You got to win this for me, Steve. I'm the only one that you've ever sat on my lap and cried.
What? I sat on your lap?
And cried? And so did Danny.
Where?
Oh, I know who this is.
Is this Santa Claus?
It is.
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry that, you know, I thought I could hold my pee, and I accidentally was very sad.
All right, Migsy, here is your clip.
Santa Claus not only going to the North Pole, but also going to see Volbeat and Hailstorm, because that is Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train.
Santa Claus loves Volbeat.
Yeah! Everybody knows that about him.
We're at the halfway mark. I think we're pretty close. I think it's right around like the halfway mark to Christmas,
Christmas
right?
In July, baby.
That's right. I'm on my vacay now.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you have to do to prepare to be Santa Claus come
just
December?
Chilling right now. Just chilling.
Just chilling. For the calm before the
training,
storm.
Training, eating cookies.
Yeah.
That's right. Ride my motorcycle.
Or reindeer.
The Daily Migs Show.
Have we talked about something this morning that you would like to talk with us about? Call in now. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Billy Idol. If there is something we have chatted about this morning that you would like to chat with us about, go ahead and give us a call. Or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us, go ahead and give us a ring. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. 206-803-ROCK. Now, earlier this week, Steve, we learned about a party.
Yes.
That's happening tomorrow down in Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, yes, we did.
And it's called the Gathering of the Dursty. And we have Michael in Vancouver, Washington, the owner of Vice Beer, on the line right now to talk about this Fred Durst-themed party where you guys are aiming to break the world record for the largest crowd dressed up like Fred Durst.
That's right.
Do you even, like, so what is the record? Is there a record, and what is the record number of Fred Durst that have been out there?
You know, we actually had, like, an Instagram account get at us that was called, like, the Durst Gathering or something, and they got a little upset that we were doing this.
Oh, come on.
But we looked at their photos of their gathering, and it looked like about 6 people. So the bar is low.
Now, that might mean we might have the world record a few years ago, and we're not mad at all. We love the fact that you're doing this. Honestly, I think there's not a single band that the three of us on the show ever agree on liking together, except for Fred Durst and Limp Bizkit. I think that's the only one that we all see eye to eye on. But a few years ago, we had a party for the radio station, and we encouraged listeners to dress up as Fred Durst. I think we had like 15 of us, maybe 12 or 15 of us, dressed as Fred Durst. So that might be the world record.
There you go. Yeah, well, we got a couple hundred people RSVP'd on, like, the socials, so
yes!
We'll see what happens.
You guys are going to crush it.
And
that's amazing.
You guys even have a new beer that you've put out there that coincides with this. It's the Stay Dursty IPA, so anybody that is dressed up like Fred Durst will get their first pint free. Is that right?
That's right. Yep, I'm buying the first pint for anybody who's getting thirsty.
So have you heard from the Limp Bizkit camp or Fred Durst? Have any of them caught wind of what you guys are doing? And because I'd be freaking stoked if somebody made a beer named after me.
Right. No, that would be the dream. I haven't heard anything yet, but that'd be something.
Well, Michael, we would definitely want to catch up with you again on Monday. Since tomorrow's the holiday and you got your party going on, we would love to check in with you on Monday and see if you guys actually get, you know, a couple hundred Fred Durstys in the crowd.
Absolutely.
Right on. Good luck with him. We got to sample this beer at some point, too.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. Keep on rolling, guys.
Keep on rolling, partner. You know what time it is.
We are checking in with the Rockaholics and Juan from Maple Valley. You want to give us an update on Egypt?
Yeah, I finally gave my son his present. It was two Saturdays. He didn't know he was going. Oh.
So how was the reaction? I got to imagine he was losing his mind.
Yeah, he was. Him and there, all his little friends. There were like 20 kids there. Then his cousins came. My mom and dad came up from Tucson.
So yeah, how did you go about giving the surprise? What was the method of delivery?
Oh, I had the itinerary, the thing that the lady from the travel agency gave me.
Uh-huh.
And we just gave it to him in the card. Gave him the card and just read it out loud, see what's going on.
Did you play Walk Like an Egyptian when you handed it to him or something like that?
No, but yeah, he was pretty stoked. That's pretty cool, his facial expression.
That's awesome.
And when is the actual trip taking place, Juan?
Excuse me?
When is the actual trip taking place?
In November next year.
That is amazing. My parents got me like a trip to New Jersey to see the Devils play a hockey game, and I thought that was cool. That doesn't even come
close.
Hey,
you guys have a happy 4th.
You too, Juan. Thank you so much.
Did he say we have a crappy 4th?
Happy.
I was like, damn, dude.
The Daily Mix Show.
What do you think is the greatest classic arcade game, Steve Miggs?
Ooh.
We're going to tell you the one that was voted number one at 9:50. Guys, I'm curious what you would say is the greatest classic arcade game of all time.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Okay.
Or just Punch-Out before it became Mike Tyson's. Like,
that's a good choice.
I love going to the arcade and playing that. What about you?
I would say Space Invaders for me personally. Ooh. I was a Space Invaders freak.
Danny?
Pac-Man, of course.
Pac-Man.
Well, one of us said the right answer, which is the best classic arcade game ever. Just voted. It's Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
I mean, you see that and you just have to play it.
Can you name the characters in Pac-Man?
No.
Inky,
Blinky.
Oh.
Blinky. Pinky.
Dopey.
And Clyde.
And Papa Smurf. And Miggs.
Nailed.
Yes, yes. I did look at some of the other ones that made this, like, made the vote, like the top 10 or something. I picked a couple of them out. I wanted to play the theme song from the video game and see if you could guess which video game it is.
Okay, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Is that Link?
It's not Link.
Zelda.
Not Zelda. Think about arcades, like going to an arcade.
Oh, God.
Think about throwing barrels.
Oh, Donkey Kong.
Bam, really? Nailed it. Yeah. How about this one? Think about crossing the street recklessly.
What is that called? My brain isn't working.
With the frog.
Yeah,
Frogger.
There you go. God.
And one more.
Tetris.
No.
Oh.
Think about the person that hangs out with Pac-Man.
Mrs. Pac-Man.
Or Miss Pac-Man. They're not official, are they?
Are they married?
I don't even know.
I thought they were.
Okay, one last one. I feel like this should be a no-brainer.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You got
that wrong.
I'm going to send you home.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bremerton, we're coming for you. The Bremelos. Men's Room World Tour. Oh, yeah, Bremelo's invited for sure. Saturday, July 19th, the party is going down from 2 until 5 at the Tracyton Movie House. And we have all the details at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. There's a mom in Arkansas going viral because, well, she's in a little bit of trouble with the law. She told cops that she gave her six-year-old daughter, again, 6 years old, a year older than Barrett, older than my daughter Tatum, some THC edibles. And the reason being, which makes sense, to discourage her from using marijuana.
Wow.
Here's a forensic chemist by the name of Bethany talking about the dangers of giving THC to kids, because we needed somebody to tell us that it's dangerous to give THC to kids.
Most all the products are made for adults, so the dosages are going to be made for the adult body. So first of all, that's definitely going to cause an issue when you're giving it to a smaller body, a small child. It's going to be a higher dose than they could even tolerate. And then also with vaping and edibles, the percent of THC in a lot of the products on the market is much higher than what you would necessarily see in a marijuana cigarette. So again, you've got really high dosages there.
It was weird that time that you offered Barrett some THC and he said,
no.
God, I mean, still no.
And then you offered it to my daughter, and she's like,
so never say bitch.
Never say bitch, and no THC until you're of age.
There are times, I mean, it's not THC, but like, there are times I even get nervous. So sometimes, like, we get coffee.
Oh, sure.
And Tatum wants to take a sip of the iced coffee because she just like, but, and so she'll like lean in and take a sip. And I'm like, oh man, there's going to be a parent yelling at me because my kid's having caffeine, even though it's like a half of a sip. It's like, dude, chill out.
Seven people were reported missing and are still unaccounted for after that huge explosion took place at a fireworks facility, a warehouse in California on Tuesday night. A lot of cities in the area had their fireworks stored there for their 4th of July celebration, so a lot of those displays have been canceled because of that.
Damn.
These are people reacting to the explosion.
Houses started shaking and then shook again. We thought it was an earthquake.
Yeah, I was really scared when it first happened.
And the windows were just going back and forth. And my husband came running down the stairs. What was that? And I'm like, I don't know. Just a couple seconds later, there was another big explosion.
5 minutes and the next one hit 5 minutes again. And after that, that's when everybody started coming outside.
Crazy.
So scary and devastating.
Oh, absolutely. Mariners, big win yesterday. Danny, you're going to the game tonight, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
So be on the lookout for Danny V. Buy him a beer or six. Get him some Moto Pizza or five.
You know, that's actually something that's really on my list tonight because we didn't get it the last time we went. Moto Pizza and crab fries.
Let's go.
The crab fries. Let us know how those are.
Well, if I find them.
Okay. I think they're in like the 100 level somewhere. Julio Rodriguez had a nice RBI single in the seventh inning helping the Mariners. And Randy Arozarena, his bat has been alive recently. He had a couple of RBIs, including a solo home run. They beat the Royals 3-2. They're back at it again tonight. And also shout out to the man, the myth, the legend.
And big f***ing dumper.
That's right, Cal Raleigh. He's been named as American League starting catcher for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which is happening next week in Atlanta. He's also doing the Home Run Derby. Just having a monster, monster season so far.
He's got a monster dumper on him.
He does have a monster dumper, or as Pat McAfee would say.
Big f***ing dumper.
Yeah!
Let's go, Cal Raleigh. Let's go, Mariners. And have a happy 4th of July, everybody.
Yeah.
The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.